Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Joining us right now, host for FS1's The Facility. He's also an Emmy Award winner for the digital series and book, Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man. Let's welcome in Emmanuel Acho. Emmanuel, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Fellas, I'm nervous, man.
Well, before we get to that, we want to remind our listeners something that you said on your show a couple days ago and follow up on it. So take a listen to what you said.
I don't care how it looks. Yeah. If the Chiefs beat the Niners again, and y'all know it's bang, bang, through and through for your boy, I do Niners radio just because I like the Niners that much. I work overtime for the Niners. If the Chiefs beat the Niners again, how can I
come on television and
actually say, oh, the Niners got a shot? That would be lying to me. The Niners have to win. If you lose close, if you lose ugly, if you lose pretty, you still lose.
Come on, it's week seven.
Not the Thunder.
I'm nervous, fellas.
Why?
My heart hurts, fellas.
Why?
Let's think about this for a second, y'all. The Niners got beat at home in a blowout 2 years back.
Yep.
Then the Niners got beat in overtime close, a defensive slugfest at the Super Bowl most recently. Then the Niners were up by 10 in the fourth quarter in the Super Bowl and got beat, Chiefs 3 touchdowns in the fourth. The Chiefs have beat the Niners close. They beat them by a wide margin. They beat them in overtime. They beat them in regulation. We don't play this game anymore as Niners fans to watch the Niners win in a regular season. We know they can do that. We know they can win in the playoffs. At this junction in time, the only thing we actually don't know about the San Francisco 49ers is can they beat the Chiefs? We know they can beat the Lions. We know they can beat the Eagles. We know they can beat the Cowboys. We know they can beat the Packers. We know they can beat everybody except for the Chiefs. So the only thing that is important is winning this game.
Wow, Acho, I hear you, man. We had to have you on after I heard that sound. Now, listen, all those accolades my partner read off, you also played the game, so you know the mentality. Just tell me this, like, Kansas City's 5-0, and we're style pointing. I believe that 5-0 is kind of nasty because they're not throwing the ball all around. It looks different. But Steve Young came on the airwaves a couple months ago after the Super Bowl, Acho, and said, if the Niners couldn't beat that version of the Chiefs, when are you ever going to beat them? How do you look at the Chiefs now, 5-0, but it looks clunky?
The Chiefs are a beatable team because they're inverted. Usually the Chiefs are offensively dominant. But right now it's all about their defense. Y'all realize the Chiefs have the second most wins in NFL history by 27 points or less, meaning the Chiefs have 11 consecutive wins when they score 27 points or less. That's the second most consecutive wins in the history of the NFL when you haven't scored more than 27 points. They're not doing it flashy, family. They're not doing it flashy. They are a beatable football team, but I agree with Steve. Like, last year, the Niners roster was so legit, and they still lost in overtime. Like, this is, in my opinion, this is the last time that these Niners players can go into the game with legitimate confidence that they can win. If you lose again and you play the Chiefs going forward, it's false confidence. Wow. Let's just be real. Like, of course you go, yeah, we can get these boys. But if you lose again, the next time you play the Chiefs, now you're just lying to yourself. Now, maybe you can win, but it will be false confidence. If I'm Shanahan, hey, we should have beat them in the Super Bowl. We went into overtime with the lead. We got to finish. We should have beat them in the Super Bowl before. We got to finish. If you don't win this time, now going forward, it's just false confidence, fellas.
Emmanuel Acho joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's a host for FS1's The Facility. I'm going to see if you'll agree with me taking it a step further, because we know it's a big game. It's a rematch of the Super Bowl. I almost feel like the way the 49ers have started, Emmanuel, that if they lose this game and they drop to 3-4, then at that point, I think we can almost ask, is this really a good football team, the San Francisco 49ers? Would that be a stretch in your mind?
Not at all. I ask that question right now. Is it a good football team? Here's the difference. I just don't care about that answer because I don't want the Niners to be a good football team in early October. Okay. I need the Niners to be a great football team in late January. So I don't need the Niners to be a good football team right now. Remember, 2022, the Niners weren't a good football team in week 6, week 7.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
2021, the Niners weren't a good football team in week 6, week 7, but they still made it to the NFC Championship game. You know what I'm saying? So are the Niners a good football team? High key, bro, even if they do beat the Chiefs, I don't think that removes all of our doubts about the San Francisco 49ers, right? This is the first time in 6 years the Niners haven't had a top 10 defense. First time in the last 6 years the Niners haven't had a top 10 defense. So we would still have our doubts, even if the Niners do beat the Chiefs, because the Chiefs' offense is it's average at best. So the Niners beating the Chiefs doesn't cure my concerns about the Detroit Lions or the Minnesota Vikings.
Wow. Acho, we got a saying on the show. We react to new information. And if we get that new information, it'll go and I'll compute it and change my thought process. But I have a question. Brock Purdy's holding on to the ball a bit longer. We saw the Niners pay Ayuk that big money, $30 million a year. And Debo is there and Jennings. But all of a sudden, people are whispering that maybe the Niners receivers aren't getting separation. Do you see any of that? Like, is that valid?
Bro, go back. If you look at my tweets, or just type in Acho Analysis, hashtag Acho Analysis, I broke down a play where Niners receivers are not getting separation. They're just not. Wow. Now, we know Debo's not a guy to primarily get separation, right? Kyle Shanahan, he schemes up Debo. George Kittle is amazing after the catch, but it's not like Kittle's one of the most proficient route runners at tight end we've ever seen. But Ayuk is the one who's frustrating me, not because he's not getting separation, but if you're going to hold out and kick and scream for $30 million a year, then bruh, I need you to put up some $30 million performances.
Man.
Like CeeDee Lamb out here getting busy with no help. Jamar Chase went for $193. Justin Jefferson stayed getting busy. Amon-Ra, y'all see how he was jigging versus the Cowboys just last week. Ayuk, I need to see, just give me one $30 million game. Please. Please.
Man.
Now, he was worth the money, but please just give me one.
Man,
hey, Acho, you can say it. Niners may have made a mistake there. I've said it with Ayuk.
I won't say it yet.
Well, let me ask you this.
Here's what it comes to.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, I give my partner grief. I'm like, hey, he's a great possession receiver.
Stop, man.
He gets so mad at that, but come on. It's not that far-fetched to call him that, is it?
I think it is. The Niners were it's tough on me because I know Ayuk. I know his representation. I know him well.
Gotcha.
What I will say is this. Ayuk needs to show up when the hell it matters, and it matters on Sunday. You feel me?
Yeah.
And then it matters again in the playoffs. Because right now, it does look like a mistake. Because when I'm looking at all the other dudes making this kind of money, they are getting active.
Wow. Speaking of active, Chris Jones is wrecked the two Super Bowls, and we see him show up when it's money time. Acho, what's the difference between, and I'm not saying Bosa's playing bad, but when it's Batman time, the signal goes up. I don't see Bosa like I see Chris Jones. What's the difference between the two in your estimation?
Really, really, really good point. A couple things. Number one, an interior player has more proximity to the ball, thus they can wreck the game more than a defensive end. Remember, a defensive end, you can chip them. A defensive end, you can quick game screen them. A defensive end, you can just run away from them, then we just book them, right? You just don't even leave them blocked. A defensive tackle can impact the game more than a defensive end just by their proximity to the ball. So that's just the first thing. It's not a fair fight. The second thing is, Chris Jones don't get the same respect. He don't get enough respect, bro. Chris Jones a dog now. You feel me? Like, Chris Jones is just as good as Nick Bosa. Shout out to Bosa for winning Defensive Player of the Year a couple years back. But Chris Jones is, he's like that. So, and the other thing, if y'all go back and watch the game in the regular season game where I think the Chiefs won with 44 points,
yep.
Andy Reid had a game plan for Bosa, bruh. He unblocked him on some plays. So Bosa's getting up the field, and Mecole Hardman's running a jet sweep. So he's unblocking him some plays. Other plays, he's screening him. So now Bosa's beating the pass rusher. Boom, he screened. Like, Andy Reid is just giving Bosa headaches, bruh.
Let me ask you this, and we're talking to Emmanuel Acho, host for FS1's The Facility. Obviously, the Super Bowl last year still sticks with a lot of San Francisco 49er fans and all the things that happened in that game. If I were to ask you, what do you remember most about that Super Bowl last year? What would you say?
Why didn't Shanahan take a timeout in overtime? There's something nobody's really ever talked about, but
yeah,
at the end of the day, if the Niners get a stop on defense, then they win the game. The Niners were gassed, bruh. If y'all remember, the end of the fourth quarter, there was a long drive, so Niners defense is tired. Then overtime, the Niners defense is tired because the Chiefs had marched down the field. So the Chiefs end up scoring on a hurry-up play and a busted coverage because the Niners were just gassed. I remember that. I also vividly remember Fred Warner saying, F it, I'll guard Travis Kelce. And close to Fred, because if we're being honest, and you go back and look at the tape, he did a hell of a job. He did a hell of a job. So I remember Fred in his second Super Bowl saying, you know what? If we lose, it ain't going to be because of me. So those are the two primary things I remember, is Fred saying, hey, let's get it popping, and Shanahan, take a timeout. And also, McCaffrey and Trent, I need y'all to be perfect, and they weren't. McCaffrey, you can't fumble. Trent, I believe, had a false start in a holding. Y'all can't let that happen, not if you want to be the Chiefs.
Wow. Acho, I'm boiling this down to the quarterbacks in a crazy way. Who is this game bigger for, Mahomes or Purdy?
Purdy. Mahomes is irrelevant. Because here's my thing, bro. Like, even if the Niners beat Mahomes, it don't matter. It's a regular season for Pat. So Pat's like, big whoop. Josh Allen's beat me in a regular season. Do it in the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Whereas for Purdy, you still got $60 million on the line. Some people still doubt you to some degree. So it's not a big game for Pat at all whatsoever. It's a big game for Purdy because you're the one who got something to prove.
Mm. Well, what do you think? What give me a key or two to this game, and then how do you think it's all going to go down, Emmanuel?
Oh, man, I would suggest the biggest key to this game is we need two X plays. And when I'm saying X plays, I need two plays of three X plays for the Niners. Three plays of 20 yards or more. The Chiefs defense is stingy, right? They're real stingy. Three plays of 20 yards or more. And then the secondary key is if you can limit Travis Kelce and Xavier Worthy as blouses. Like, who going to be? Juju Smith going to beat you? You know what I'm saying? The Watson going to beat you? So those, to me, is I need to see three X plays from the Niners offense. I need to see Ayuk with maybe two 20-yard catches, and I need a run to split for about 25, and then limit Worthy and Kelce and get the dub.
Emmanuel, thanks as always, man. We love talking to you, and enjoy the game on Sunday. Should be a lot of fun.
Hey, let's get a dub, bro. Bang, bang.
All righty. Emmanuel Acho. He likes the Niners.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.